No one in this picture is evil. No one is criminally irresponsible. It's just that smart people are prone to look into matters to see how they might go about buttering their toast. Then they butter their toast. As for the administrators, their relation to the students often seems based not on love, but fear. Administrators fear bad publicity, scandal, and dissatisfaction on the part of their customers. More than anything else, though, they fear lawsuits. Throwing a student out of college for this or that piece of bad behavior is very difficult, almost impossible. The student will sue your eyes out. One kid I knew, and rather liked, threatened on his blog to mince his dear and esteemed professor, me, with a samurai sword for the crime of having taught a boring class. The class was a little boring. I had damned cold. But the punishment seemed a bit severe. The dean of students laughed lightly when I suggested that this behavior might be grounds for sending the student on a brief vacation. I was, you might say, discomfited and showed up to class for a while with my cell phone jiggered to dial 911 with one touch. You'll find that cheating is common as well. As far as I can discern, the student ethos goes like this. If the professor is so lazy that he gives the same test every year, it's okay to go ahead and take advantage. The internet is amuck with services selling term papers, and those services exist, capitalism being what it is, because people purchase the papers. Lots of them. Fraternity files bulge with old tests from a variety of courses. One of the reasons professors sometimes look the other way when they sense cheating is that it sends them into a world of sorrow. A friend of mine had the timidity to detect cheating on the part of a kid who was a nephew of a well-placed official in the Arab government complexity aligned with the U.S. Black limousines pulled up in front of his office and disgorged decorously suited negotiators. Did my pal fold? Nope, he's not the type. But he did not enjoy the process. What colleges generally want are well-rounded students, civic leaders, people who know what the system demands, how to keep matters light, not push too hard for an education or anything else. People who get their credentials and leave the professors alone to do their brilliant work, so they may rise and enhance the rankings of the university. In a culture where the major and determining values are monetary, what else could you do? How else would you live if not by getting all you can, succeeding all you can, making all you can?